Hello, can I speak with Chuck? Chuck?
What can I do for you?
Chuck, my name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone. Just so you know, we provide finance for businesses. We'd like to present you with the most profitable option to help you grow and expand your business. Do you have any advances or any loans right now?
No, I don't.
Okay, great. What do we do here at Home Expert? Is this like a home improvement company?
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been in business?
Longer than I can remember.
20 years?
Like 18.
Okay, good. Question for you. Are you the sole proprietor or do you have any partners?
It's just me.
Okay, great. And what's your monthly revenue over there, Chuck?
I don't even keep track anymore, man. I just keep going. I'm pretty liquid right now, to be honest with you. I'm not really looking for money.
Well, the only reason why I was telling you this is because, just so you know, right now we're having the best rates and best numbers. Whatever you type of rate that you're accustomed to, 5, 6, whatever, we're beating those at least 2 or 3 points lower than what you're accustomed to. So if you right now tell me that you have a revenue of over $10,000 or more, well, then, you know, you can qualify for, you know, the best rate possible and the best terms. You can use the money for any working capital, as in, you know, to buy equipment or whatever, or invest it and double it, you know. And right now, that's what I wanted to do. Just for you to give me some, a few moments of your time, let me send you some paperwork. And then after that, an underwriter will contact you and will present you with something in your table. And you'll decide, you know, if it makes sense, pull the trigger. If it doesn't make sense, don't do it. But at least have some idea what it is that we can do for you. You'll be amazed of how many people, how many businesses we have helped. And you can check us out. Milestone Capital is one of the best and most reputable companies in the business right now. Our business is to retain and get referrals. And so in order for us to do that, we have to be extremely competitive and reputable. I encourage you to go ahead and give us a shot, you know. So that's what I was telling you. Let me have your some of the information. Let me send it to you right now. I have you here as homeexpertschuck@gmail.com. That's still a good email address?
Yeah.
All right. So let me put that here, copy here, and under your monthly, should I say that you do more than 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I go for like 15K a month or more?
12 to 15.
I understand. As long as you do over that, that you should be fine. Let's see here. Take that up. Take the homeexpertschuck@gmail. I got that. And is it just Home Experts or is it Home Expert LLC? Anything else or just that?
It's just that.
Okay. No problem. I have your best number. Yes?
Yeah.
I have your best number I have here at Andy.
Hey, that's fine. I don't know if you're call time or not, but let's have a conversation for a second. I'm sitting here thinking about this. So anyway, I'm at my cabin in Arkansas. I'm sitting here looking out at the mountains and just enjoying myself. And you call me out of the blue.
No, I get it.
So back in 2008, I got out of the lending industry. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'd been in it for 10 years. Did inbound and outbound stuff. Was a mortgage banker. Sold home loans.
Okay.
back then, you know, I would spend, oh, I don't know what I was spending on leads. But I had, took me a while, but then eventually I built a good solid network and referral base. But early on, I purchased leads, and I bought on various lead sites like AmericanLoanSearch.com, Planet Loan, LoanLinks.com, several.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, had leads coming in, and that's who I called and my loan officers beneath me called. So I'm just curious where the leads come from that you're calling. Because, I mean, obviously you called me today. I'm not sure. I wasn't looking for capital by any means. But here's the phone call. And another thing that I've noticed recently is I get a lot of these phone calls, a lot. And most generally, it's from someone such as yourself who and don't take offense to this by any means, but have an accent of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So your position there, are you an opener or are you a closer or are you both?
No, I'm just basically right now trying to gather some information so that one of my underwriters will be contacting you. And the reason The reason why the underwriter will contact you is because he will be able to get you the terms and rate. I don't have those with me, nor do I have any idea where they get the leads from. The leads, pretty much, I know that they come from a database based upon the history of you looking into borrowing or finance in the past. I don't know. I don't know exactly where. But when you do a search, if you did a search on Google or something like that, and it generated a response, there, you know, that gets collected into a database. Where they got it from, I wouldn't, you know, I'm not a liar, so I wouldn't tell you, yes, I know where they came from when I don't know.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
That's the answer to that question. The other question I just answer as I don't know the terms that you'll be getting, but they will be presenting to you something that will be comparable to what you're accustomed to.
Gotcha.
Or what I do know is this, that they're beating at least by two points, whatever it is, whatever rates you have been given or presented in the past. You know, if it was 3, 5, 4, whatever, you know, they'll probably beat it for like a couple of points. But that's all I have right now on that. Now, if you were in the business of lending money or finances in the past, well, you know that I'm not, I'm not pulling your chain or anything like that. It's basically the way that it is right now. I mean, we were presented with the opportunity to provide people, their own businesses with capital. We have, you know, lenders that are willing to go ahead and go the extra mile for you, because of the availability that we have on it. What we've been told is that according to what the country is going in the economy, we have capital available. If we were to hit a recession, no capital will be available at all. Everything will be just, you know, canceled out, or we're not going to be able to find it. So that's why we are being very aggressive right now, so that people at least are presented with this information. And if they want to pull the trigger, they can do it. If they don't, then at least they have an idea of what could, where they stand. And, but it's up to you. If you're not interested, or if you don't want to see the numbers, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. You can email me that information, and I'll take a look at it.
Well, the information is just going to be an application for you to basically dropped your information and dropped four bank statements of your last four months. Shortly after that, an underwriter will be contacting you. But if you wish, what I can do is submit the application, send you the online application, and give me a time so that one of my underwriters can contact you at that time. If I call you today, in 3 hours, would you be available to speak with them?
Probably not today. Like, I mean, you got me having my morning coffee and buzz on my front porch, you know, I'm getting ready. Just being transparent, you know. After this, I'm going to have a shower. I'm going to go get some more food. I've got some bears that I'm feeding, so I'm going to go get some more food and come back here and chip.
You're feeding bears?
Yeah.
Okay, just be careful, okay?
Yeah. They've got their dinner time, and I take it down about 4:30 in the afternoon, and I put the food out, and then I climb up in a tree stand and sit and watch them eat. Cool.
Are they, I mean, raw meat, or what do you serve them? I mean, what do you give them?
No. Black bears really like fruit and nuts.
Really?
And for a treat, they get glazed donuts.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they dig it.
I bet they do. All right. Look, what about...
Talk about an awesome day. End it with watching bears and the sun go down from the tree stand. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I bet you they're very punctual at 4:30 or 5 o'clock at night, right? I mean, in the afternoon when they come and eat their dinner.
They're more reactive to their sense of smell. So when you put that out, when you take their food down, you know, they smell it from wherever they're hiding out in the woods, you know.
Yep.
And usually within about 30, 45 minutes, they're there.
Very good. Well, this is what I'm going to do then, Chuck. I mean, I'll let you enjoy the day. And if you wish, we can have one underwriter to call you tomorrow, say 11 a.m., 2 p.m.?
That would be a good time. 11 a.m. would be a good time.
All right. So it will be 11 a.m., no problem. And are you in, where are you at? 417. What state are you in?
I live in Missouri, but I'm at my place down in Arkansas, so it's the same time zone, Central.
Okay, so Central. Copy that. Okay, so we're going to have here 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. All right, I got you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. Just please, I don't know if you've seen Cocaine Bear, but don't get.
I haven't watched that yet. I need to watch it.
Man, okay, so I'm not going to spoil it to you, but I mean, just don't get too close to them bears, okay?
I
totally recommend, if you're into bears, go ahead and watch Cocaine Bear. You're going to have a, by the way, that's a true story. It did happen.
Somebody told me about it, so I looked it up, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. Maybe I'll watch that tonight.
You will enjoy it, I promise. You will enjoy it, because I had a lot of laugh with that. So we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Take care, Chuck. Do look for on your email, look for the application. It's going to be coming from Dave at milestonecapitalfunding.com.
Are you there? Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, my name is Dave. It's going to be under, it will be Dave or David at milestonecapitalfunding.com. Let me ask you something real quick before we go. If you were to get the money, I mean, how much were you looking to get if it made sense?
Well, I mean, it really depends on the payback terms, honestly.
Right, I understand, but how much would you be looking to get? 50, 100?
Are we talking short-term loan? Or, you know,
You have the freedom to choose long or short terms. That's all depends on you. My underwriter will work with whatever conditions that suit your best, you know. So, the only thing that we can help you is on the rate. Like I said, that's what matters the most, because our rates, that's what I want you to see, that I'm not, you know, making this up.
Sure.
Our rates are so low that, our underwriters are usually, you know, they're closing the deals because of that, because the rates are so low that it does make sense whether you go into a short term or long term. It really doesn't matter that much because of the interest rate is so low. So I wanted to make sure that I put on the notes here for him tomorrow when he calls you at 11, at least he has an idea on how much you're looking for. So what would be a good number? 50 G's?
100K.
Okay, 50 to 100. Okay. And, of course, if this, like I said, if this does make sense, you will take the capital ASAP, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
I've got
properties that I do immediately, so, you know.
Okay, so you will invest that money in, forgive me, go ahead and finish the sentence.
You're fine, go ahead.
I was going to say, so you will use this to invest in new properties that you will be purchasing.
I already own the properties. Okay. They're just ready for rehab.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. All right, very good. All right, so I have that down. Okay, so I'm going to send you the application, look for it. It will be in your mailbox in the next, I will say, give or take, about 10 minutes, you should have it in, okay? But I want to thank you in taking the first steps, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm telling you, don't get too close to them bears, man, okay? Don't do it. And do watch Cocaine Bear. You're going to love it, okay? God bless. Okay, take care. Take care.
Thanks, Dick.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. Bye-bye. Properties.